Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally. It's a webcast and it's a podcast brought to you by the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, and thanks for tuning in on this Wednesday, June the 29th. Again, it's a webcast, so if you're watching this at DJournal.com, thanks for tuning in. Or you can just listen to it, the podcast version dropping every Wednesday afternoon. You can listen to that for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. As you can see, Gene Phelps not with me today. Instead, we've got David Wheeler. Nope, he's nowhere to be found, David.
Oh, darn.
No, I'm sure he's somewhere. David Wheeler, who covers high school sports for us, has been buried deep in summer baseball, David. You've been all over. We've got several things going on the baseball front.
You know, give basketball a little credit. I covered a couple of basketball dates during June also. To me, June is the busiest month of high school sports because you have all the sports overlapping with a June schedule.
Yeah, it's kind of become that way, hasn't it?
Yes, and if you're not doing it, you're falling behind.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got, like you said, the summer basketball leagues, and I don't know if football's doing 7-on-7
yes,
at
they
this
are.
Point.
I'm yes, they are.
So. Okay. And then you got baseball, and you got all the summer leagues, and you got the American Legion. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also want to talk about this NIMCAB tournament going on, David, over at in New Albany. It's been going on for a while now. That started out with how many teams?
Yes, 26 teams. They did pool play Thursday and Friday last week. For seeding purposes, all teams that played in the pools advanced to this week's single elimination, which began Monday. They got 6 of their 12 games in Monday until rain halted the proceedings, so the schedule's been pushed back a little bit.
Okay.
Today, Wednesday, they'll get through quarterfinal games, last game starting at 4 o'clock today. Semifinal games are scheduled for noon tomorrow, B&A Bank Park in New Albany. You see it mm-hmm. from the highway.
Yeah.
Great facility. Semifinal games on 2 fields at noon tomorrow, and the championship game scheduled for 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I said 26 teams started. Besides rain dampening things, maybe their website's not updated as often as we would like. I do have scores from yesterday. Baldwin 11, New Site 1, Amory 5, Water Valley 2, East Union 10, Pine Grove 0, Mooreville 4, Alcorn Central 2, New Hope 6, Boonville 5, Houston 7, Mantachie 2, Grenada 4, Corinth 3, Ripley 6, Tishomingo County 5, Pontotoc 5, Saltillo 4, Oxford 13, Lafayette 2, East Union 11, Mooreville 3, and Ripley 10, Pontotoc 5. I don't know if we call all of that. 4 of the 6 state champions are in this tournament. So
because we had 5 teams from the area the win state championships, and of course NIMCAB, that's mainly composed of Northeast Mississippi teams, but as you may have heard, you got teams like Grenada are in there, and I think South Panola.
Yes. Valley. Yeah, NIMCAB is 25 plus years old, the Northeast Mississippi Coaches Association for Better Baseball.
Yeah.
I got that out, basically.
Close enough.
But it started 25 plus years ago. They have a great all-star game at the end of May, but they also do this as the June schedule grew. It's just a way to have a champion. You need something to play for sometimes. Sometimes the June play can be very boring.
Yeah.
You need something to focus on. This gives teams a great reason to something to play for. And I've alluded to this recently. I truly think this is a true Northeast Mississippi championship, which you don't get during the quote-unquote regular season of high school sports. You get great, good teams playing each other, but this is a true championship.
Yeah, and what you got is, I mean, you got all these high school teams that just finished up their season. Some of them, like you mentioned, these state champions finishing up very recently, and now they're rolling straight into the summer schedule. Now, David, I don't know, when I'm growing up a long time ago.
Me too.
The summer ball was basically rec league or
Park and rec.
Or American Legion, and then more recently travel teams. But now, I mean, you basically got
– Well, they're all overlapping, and, well, that's the thing. You've got, I'll throw a name out. Trace Henry from Mooreville will be a senior this coming year.
Yeah.
He's playing the June schedule for Mooreville. He's playing American Legion for the Tupelo 49ers.
Yeah.
And this week, he's not playing in either. The state games has a tournament, which was a few weeks ago. They had 4-8 teams. They took an all-star team off the state game teams, and Trace Henry is among those who's playing over in Alabama. Wow. So, I mean, there is a multitude of stuff going on. And we talk about these high school teams, whether it be basketball or football or baseball. There are other things that keep the schools from maybe fielding their entire roster.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the rosters and how they look, because, again, you've got some of these other options for these kids. I mean, how closely do these rosters resemble, for instance, East Union,
the state champion? I'm going to start from the other end. I'm going to start from 5A with Oxford. They graduated 9.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big turnover. You are liable not to see any familiar faces with Oxford. I think maybe there are 3 and 4 pitchers who pitched some significant games might be back, but Houston, I think, no, Kossuth graduated 7, but they still have a handful back.
So none of these outgoing seniors are playing for these teams.
Right. Obviously. Yeah, it's going to be who is playing next year.
Yeah. Some rising stars, perhaps.
Exactly. East Union has some key personnel back. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Kossuth has a couple of key personnel back. Houston has key personnel back. Oxford might be the biggest of the champions that are playing in the NIMCAB this week.
Yeah, Oxford's got a lot of kids that will be playing at the D1 level next year.
Yes, they had 4 D1 signees on that particular team.
Yeah, so some good baseball going on out there in New Albany at NIMCAB. People want to go watch. Is there admission, or what's the
I do believe there is admission. Don't ask me what the price is, but like I said, there are quarterfinal games that started at 10 this morning already playing right now. I mean, not quarterfinal games, but games started at 10 this morning in New Albany on 2 fields, and they're playing on 2 fields with the last game starting at 4 o'clock, which would be quarterfinal games.
Right.
Semifinal games on 2 fields at noon tomorrow, Thursday, and the championship game scheduled for 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Also tomorrow. Okay. So yeah, check out the coverage there, that David's providing at djournal.com and in your daily journal. Let's switch over a little bit to American Legion. David, speaking of teams trying to get their rosters together, Kirk Pressley, you covered his game against Batesville last night, and he's still trying to get his team really into a good groove there, isn't he?
I'm proud to say I had a son play for Kirk the previous 2 seasons, so I have a good handle on how Kirk handles things leading up to the American Legion State Tournament. He plays everybody. He gives everybody a chance, and it's pretty balanced, too. He gives everybody a chance to make the starting lineup for when things get serious. For the Tupelo 49ers. Yes, Tupelo played the Batesville Pirates last night, another American Legion team. Beat them 9-5. They played a full 8 innings. I think they wanted to play 9, but some of the midweek stuff is a little iffy as to how far they go. Tupelo won 9-5 over Batesville last night.
9-5 on the season.
9-5 on the season. They're playing in Columbia, Tennessee, beginning Thursday in a holiday, well, I'm calling holiday tournament, the 4th of July, at Columbia Community College is where most of the games will be played. And Coach Pressley is still in that juggling phase. He's given everybody opportunities. He's given the pitchers reps, you know, making sure they get their innings in or not too many innings in, giving all the hitters a chance to hit. And not to leave out the Pontotoc Red Sox, the other area.
Yeah.
Legion team, they'll also be in Columbia this weekend. I don't know the record. I tried to contact Coach Browning last night, but I think they're in a special. You know, he's a state senator too. I think they're in a special session. There might be.
Yeah, he's down there in Jackson right now, trying to work out the state budget issues.
I mentioned Trace Henry, who does play for the Tupelo 49ers. Great little hitter, batted .477, I think, last year for Morville, who is a 3A semifinalist, was put out by Kossuth, who went on to win state. Trace Henry also had an 8-2 pitching record with a sub-1 ERA, I believe. He's a key player for the Tupelo 49ers. John David Poss, who plays for Northeast, he's from Amory. Yep. And Cody Pate, who's from Amory, playing at ICC, are a couple of their key hitters in the middle of the lineup. Touching base with Pontotoc, I think Pontotoc is having as successful a season as Tupelo. You've got Delvin Zinn, who was recently drafted by the Chicago Cubs from Pontotoc, Mississippi State reverse transfer, played at ICC this past season, batted .411 for ICC. Tyreek Reed from Hulk, a 1A school, raw talent. hit 10 home runs in April for ICC.
Wow.
And him and Delvin are two key batters for the Pontotoc Red Sox. You got Denver McQuarrie, Mississippi State signee, who's on the Pontotoc roster.
That's what I love about these Legion rosters, is they're basically like all-star teams from the area. And not only are they high school kids, you know, the
19 and under for senior.
Yeah, so you've got some kids who have a year of college under their belts. And so, you know, you've just got a really high quality of play here.
Yeah, you know, if you've been in the area a long time or been in the state a long time and kept up with sports, i.e. baseball, Legion baseball used to rule Mississippi for years and years and years. And then things happen, et cetera. The economic situation in 2008 or 07 or 09 or whenever it happened, that really, really hurt American Legion ball in Mississippi. It's ever so slowly making a bit of a comeback. And I'm glad to see it on solid footing right now, but it certainly has room to expand back to where it was. Of note, Tupelo's been playing a lot of out-of-state tournaments this month.
Yeah.
They will be hosting their Invitational July 8th through the 10th, which is next weekend.
Right.
The Junior Legion State Tournament is here in Tupelo July 15th through the 17th. And Tupelo is hosting the Senior State Tournament July 22nd through the 24th.
Okay.
Tupelo is the three-time defending state champion in the Senior Legion.
Right, right. Okay, so there's your update on Legion baseball. And, well, David, I mean, it's end of June, getting into July. I don't know that there's much else going on besides these summer leagues, but we can always look forward to football.
I did happen to have a couple of dates for you. If you look on the Mississippi Activity Association website, high school football practice can officially begin August 1st.
Wow, it's basically a month away.
Classic games can be played August 18th and 19th. That's Friday, Saturday. And this is way down the calendar, though. You know, state championships are December 2nd and December 3rd. Don't want to forget Cotton States baseball.
Oh, yeah, speaking of more baseball options, you got let's not forget the Cotton States.
The Cotton States League right now, going the two-month portion of it is the college Wooden Bat League, which goes on in June and July, and they're in progress right now. I was just looking at a couple of things. Their leading hitter, 20-plus minimum at bats is kind of what I was basing on. Zachary Quinlan from Freed Hardeman, batting .478. John David Kisby plays at Auburn.
Huh.
Batting .462. You got somebody from a Kansas Community College
in
third. I do want to say Micaiah Hurd's batting .414. He's a top area player as far as batting average in the Cotton States. Played at North Pontotoc. He's playing at Blue Mountain right now.
Okay.
And that's going on right now. And actually, as the June schedule of high school baseball ends, Cotton States has a high school division that kicks in in July also, as well as softball.
Wow. So no shortage of baseball options out there.
I mean, there's no shortage of sports options. You got the junior tour and golf still going on. Pros of Tomorrow, probably within a couple of weeks at the Tupelo Country Club. Summer is not a time to rest.
There's no off season anymore in high school sports, David.
There's not.
Well,
but I don't think of it as a disadvantage. It's an opportunity.
There you go. Opportunity, kids. That's today's word. Good stuff, David. Thanks for joining me on Prep Rally today.
My pleasure.
And again, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps to get updated on when the latest episodes drop. Again, it's a webcast. If you're watching here at DJournal.com, thanks for tuning in. Watch the replay if you want to, if you missed anything. And then the podcast version will be available later today. Usually drops on Wednesday afternoons. You can listen to that for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. So next week, no Prep Rally. I will be on vacation out of town, so we will not be here. We'll try to get back the next week, though, and we'll see what's going on. And again, always something happening with prep sports, even in June and July. So until next time, thanks for joining us. See you then.